This is an RNIB talking book.
The Prince and the Pekingese by Barbara Cartland.
9272 The Prince and the Pekingese by Barbara Cartland. Read by Christian Rotzke. While exercising her Pekingese tweetwee in Belgrave Square, Angelina finds herself in the Kefalonian embassy, face to face with the dashing Prince Xenos. As soon as their eyes met, an arrow of love pierced their hearts. Intrigue and danger threatened the lovers before Tweetwee and a family secret carry Angelina to the magical paradise of Greece, where the prince's passionate kisses bring an ecstasy she had never known before.
The copyright of this recording is owned by Isis Audiobooks, who have kindly authorised copies of their recording to be made for the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. It's read by Christian Rodska.
Chapter 1, 1902. The Queen, looking very beautiful, was wearing a grey gown, the bodice decorated with diamond star brooches, graduated in size. These are among her favourite jewels. Angelina's voice died away as she realised her grandmother, to whom she was reading, was almost asleep. However, it would have been a mistake to leave the room until she was ordered to do so. Accordingly, she put out her foot and pushed Tie-Tie, the white Pekingese that was lying at her feet, in a manner which made him snort indignantly. Her grandmother awoke immediately.
"What is the matter with Tie-Tie?" she asked. "Does he..."